I think this is reaffirming something, or maybe this is an extension of something I already knew, and maybe there's new ground here, but I'm not quite sure. It is October 12th, by the way. What did I learn today? That one of the big reasons that I have trouble doing representational work or feeling motivated to do that in the form of landscapes or portraits or things of that nature, it's because it is unfamiliar and it is restrictive. And so much of art making for me is a cathartic process, also a way to de-stress and to be focused on a singular thing, call it a mindfulness thing or whatever, but it is an exercise, it is a practice that helps to alleviate my anxiety. And part of that, especially working with abstract, which I'm very familiar with, is that I don't have limitations or restrictions, not even near the same way that I do with anything representational. Because if I'm trying to depict something specific, I have things I have to work around and things I have to do in a certain way to achieve a certain outcome. Whereas with abstract, I just, whatever the piece needs, I do. Wherever it takes me, I'm willing to go there. And it's very open and freeing, and it gives me an opportunity. I think this is kind of the new part that I feel like I learned today. It gives me this opportunity to take control. If I am in survival mode, if I am not in a good place, I can't sit there and do something representational because I have to draw it and whatever else. And it's just, there's more pressure. If I am in a good place, I can sit there and do that. I kind of equated this to writing as well, of like, I really enjoy creative writing, or just writing in general, but I hate editing. If I were to sit there and write something that has more structure, like a short story, and there needs to be editing, I don't have it. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm just writing almost the way that I would talk, then I can do that. And to me, that's like abstract work. I just do what needs to be done without the restriction. And that is kind of like taking some control back in my life. I can, you could say that I can control the outcome of a painting, even if it's like a portrait or something like that, but I don't have the skills and ability to really control it as well, as much as I'd like to with something more familiar like abstract. So I just kind of reaffirmed and learned why I do that so much more and what prevents me from doing other stuff. And it is about anxiety and stress and control, and what I'm familiar with. And it doesn't mean that I pump out the same work abstractly, but it is something that I'm comfortable experimenting with abstract as well. I'm comfortable with doing whatever the piece needs without the restrictions of it needs to be whatever in depicting a thing. And I need that freedom when I'm not in a good place. If I'm maintaining something, like if I'm in a really great mental health space and I'm just working on maintaining that, then having a practice of doing a portrait or sitting down and doing that, that teaches me different things. And I can feel okay with what comes with that. It's October 16th. What did I learn today? I gotta look at my notes. I was thinking about this morning because I went to the Y and did some elliptical work and then did some ball handling and stuff on the basketball court. And I was just thinking of like how insecure that I am. That's kind of what got brought up as I was still like nervous when using the elliptical because there's so many people around. It's not an activity I'm confident in, especially the way that I am using it. I have never seen anyone use it that way. I mentioned this before, but I went and looked up like how to use this properly so it is engaging the right muscles for me, which is the hamstring, not the quads, which is actually very difficult for me to engage still, even though I'm really trying. But yeah, I was just thinking, like, I learned that I still just have so many confidence issues. And, yeah, just so much work there to do. And I don't know how to do that work because I think for a long time I've been relying on, so let's say if it's confidence within my body, I've been relying on my body to change before I can have confidence in myself in that aspect. And that isn't how that should be. So some work to do there. That's what I learned today. I think there was something else I thought about today, but I honestly don't remember. I have to look at my notes. Oh, yeah. I had a vlog a while ago where I talked about how every day was, like, really similar. I'm like, is this all we're meant to do? And I realized today that I think what it is just that I'm so unfulfilled by work and have been for so long. And I don't have a lot of other things right now that I'm working on with myself. And part of that is because I had three pillars I was really working on, and that was exercise and diet and sleep. And I was doing really well with those until I hurt my knees, and I haven't been able to exercise in the way that I would like. And that really set me back in all the other areas. I let them kind of fall by the wayside and wasn't focused on them as much because I couldn't focus on exercise the way I wanted to. So, but today I realized, like, no, the reason that I'm feeling so unfulfilled is because, yeah, work. When I'm at work, it is just so incredibly unfulfilling, and I can try to find ways to make it fulfilling, and sometimes it feels better than others, but it's a gamble. I know that people say, like, oh, well, you can make your own way, and it's kind of like the spirit of, like, perspective, right? I can do things to make that time of better use, and I can do things to make it more fulfilling than I am. And I don't really want to go into explaining all the details, but it's just very different. I've said it time and time and time and time and time again, subbing and teaching are very, very different. And teaching was incredibly fulfilling, and subbing, I can find that at times, but I don't pick my environment, and the nature of being a sub automatically puts me at a massive disadvantage to gain any fulfillment from that position. Not saying that it can't be done. It has been done, but it is incredibly inconsistent. So anyway, that's what I learned today. October 18th, what I learned today. I just forgot what I learned today. Oh, keep moving. This is it. Keep moving. Because I hadn't spent as much time in the studio the past weeks, I think that's another reason that I just, like, was getting lethargic in some of the progress I was making. That's not a sentence. I didn't carry as much momentum with some of the progress I was making in those three pillars of exercise, diet, and sleep. And part of it was just getting lazy in general, and that whole keep moving thing. I need to put that at home too. I need to give me a reminder to do it at home too. Because here it was more of like, hey, you've done enough hanging out on the couch watching videos, just get up and do a thing. And then once I do that, things feel better. But I guess I need reminders. That's what I learned today.